January 29th, Brian Baker.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Brian is a truck driver, a family man, a man who, when he sees evil in the world, doesn't hope somebody else will step up and do something about it. In 1993, he traveled to Kenya and, seeing the need, built an elementary school for the village. It now serves 175 students, including 40 orphans. Since then, he has helped build 7 orphan projects and supported 3 schools and several safe houses. He has raised funds for more than 700 orphans and widows. On this date, in 1996, Brian met Mother Teresa. Brian's ministry is named Kesita International Ministries. Kesita is a Hebrew word that means it has value, but the value is no longer known. On his website, Brian writes, "Children that lose parents are helpless and seen as a burden to society. They are throwaway kids that live on the streets begging for scraps. But their heavenly Father sees them as so much more. To him, they have great value."
You can't right every injustice in the world, but you can start with one. Brian clocked full-time hours as a trucker in Nebraska and held down 3 more part-time jobs. But jobs were only a means to an end. Brian's heart beat as a freedom fighter. He didn't like a lot of talk, but believed in action. So when he heard about human trafficking and slavery, he had to do something. He researched and prayed about what to do. He told God he wanted to make a difference where others were not already working. He couldn't do everything, but he could do something. Brian attended a conference in Milwaukee and happened to room with Shamus, a Christian man from Pakistan, who told Brian about widows being abused as indentured servants. It was very common in Pakistan and northern India. When a common laborer needed medical care, he often borrowed money from the local rich man. If the debt was not paid and the laborer died, the man's widow and children had to work off the debt. The lender took them into his home as housekeepers, where they were often sexually abused, or he sent them to local brick kilns. Inside, the kilns were 170 degrees, and outside, it would get to temperatures of roughly 120. The women worked next to the kilns in summer temperatures of 110 degrees, and they would also work through snowy winters for 14 to 16 hour days. The master provided lodging and food and charged for it. Within 6 months, a debt of $600 could grow to $1,400. And as long as there was debt, the widow and her children remained enslaved. In some cases, 4 generations, families that had grown to 50 people or more, were enslaved. It was a horrific story, but God had a plan. In that Milwaukee hotel room, Brian and Shamus made a plan. Brian would raise money to pay off debts and rehabilitate the widows, and Shamus would carry out the plan in Pakistan. Brian started a nonprofit, and Shamus sent Brian pictures and short bios of 12 enslaved women. Brian shared the stories of these women in letters to friends and family and with the church. That started in 2015. Today, Brian has raised enough money to free 35 widows. Each woman learns to sew. With the widows' new skills, they can earn a monthly wage of $125 to $150, which is enough to support their families. As families were established, Brian and his wife saw another need: education for the widows' children. So they started a school, and it's attended by 70 children, which includes Muslim children from the village. Brian, Shamus, and their contacts are no longer the only ones fighting for freedom of those enslaved in that part of Pakistan. Last February, 25 of the freed widows pooled their money and purchased another widow and her children's freedom. Why does Brian fight for freedom of people across the world when he already has a heaping full plate providing for his family at home in the U.S.? Brian said, "I like freedom. I don't like people telling me what to do. Slavery is the ultimate telling me what to do lifestyle." Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and that the oppressed will be set free." What bondage do you see in the lives of others, near or far? How can you fight for their freedom? You can't right every injustice in the world, but you can start with one.
Hello, friends. Did you enjoy today's story, Brian Baker, January 29th? That's probably not the right question to start with. The right question would be, like Brian asked, "Lord, I want to make a difference. Help me make a difference." That's the better question to ask. And Brian asked it, and God responded. My name is Blake Maddox, and I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. And as you're starting 2024, still in the month of January, that might be a great question to ask of the Lord. God, how can I make a difference in the world that I live in? Whether I drive trucks, it doesn't matter what I do, but God, how can I make a difference in the world that I live in? When we ask that question, God will do his part, and he will engage us with his will and his plan, just like he did with Brian. Brian's challenge happens to be on the other side of the world. Yours might be right next door. But the question starts with saying, "God, here I am, send me. I want to make a difference." So my challenge is, let's do that. Let's ask God how we can make a difference, and then see what God reveals, and then walk in obedience to that. God bless you. I pray this challenge and story inspired you as it did me. Have a great day.